Beginning from Daf, the second is getting Daf Chafei. Beginning of the base again. Says Mas. The beginning was the Gemara Umechel. So the first opinion holds that yeah, okay. What you could do is you could separate. You could say that this amount should be Truma. This amount should be Maserishin. Masersheni. Now, but going Masersheni, then Umechel, and then he drinks right away. What does Umechel mean? So Pesach B'Kodesh Rashi explains Umechel is from the word Mechal that he deconsecrates, but just with words Alamoris. Almost on regarding monies that he has back at home, because Maaser Sheni is something that can be deconsecrating, contrast to other ones. And then he drinks without actually separating. You don't have to separate, it's on the monies now. So Tosfos Ve'Inir, this does not seem to be correct. Why? Because Dafka Gabi Demai, Ktani, Bach, Mishnah, Besefer, specifically regarding Demai. So the Sefer, the Mishnah, Machal Almois, the dead, you could deconsecrate the monies, Lefisha Kavale Mokim, because you could designate the place where it is, right here at this time. Because the Ktani Hasim, the Mishnah teacher, but the Maaser Sheni, the second time, if you say Bitzvaina, Bidraimai, in the north or the south, that's like as if you actually separated. Why? Because the Be'erim Shabbos Bein HaShmash is active. That Mishnah is talking about, it's by already Bein HaShmash, by twilight on Friday evening. I mean, but the Seft in Dmai, Perchas Halachai explains, which some Gisrais have the words over here, Vadayin like Kiddush. And it was not yet sanctified. But be that as it may, it's already been a shmesh. Lekach b'demai is a b'demai, which is a suffik. If it's mochim yochel ikvale mochim, you could set a place where it is, because the suffik chashecha when it's not clear if it's nighttime yet, then ma'aschem es b'demai, you could take ma'aser from the b'demai. Abakutim, regarding the case of abakutim, we're discussing haba vaday. It's definitely tabel. Kach leketanik abakutim. So we didn't say abakutim the words ma'aser shein. You say that that's b'tzvoinim drem in north or the south, so that you cannot be kavei mochim. Because it's already by Ben Hashmash, that would be considered already too much of an issue. And the Tani Nam Machal Al Amois. Don't say the words the deconsecrated on Monday's Kid Tani Ben Demai, like we say regarding Demai. So rather, Ella, they disagreed, Rashi. You cannot be Machalit because you weren't Kabele Mokim. Rather, Mechel Perosh Mascha means to be Chal, to take effect. Then you could start and drink right away. That's what the word translates like. The Mechel is Kamei Mechel Behe, Ches and Hei, interchangeable Pirush. Mechel means like the juice. I mean, you could dilute it with water and then you could drink it right away. Kamei Savach Mahol B'mayim, it's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Acha Shabbos, it comes out according to these interpretations. After Shabbos, Yafish Meisar Rishon B'Sheni, then you have to separate the first and the second half Ketonet Sefta. Asara Aboy Machareyim, the 10 that comes after that, and the Tisha B'Machim, the 9 that comes after that, because the Kimichin Yochalik B'Lay Momokan, like we just established, you weren't able to establish an actual place for them. And my choice of Lefrash, if you would drink without separating them at the end, have a choice of Abu Mafay, which actively would have been it as if you drank Tevil. But again, that's because it didn't actually take effect. It's you just let it drink, just like regarding the Truma and the Maeserishin. Next is not to begin with the words of the Braisa, that Divrei Meir, that these are the words of Meir. That he holds that, yeah, you can be Mechal as it is without actually separating it. So says Mashmat sounds like the Islay Lemay prayer, because he holds retroactive verification that what you end up separating is what was always separated, therefore you didn't drink Tevil. Because Rabbi Yehuda Nami, that Kama Rabba B'Maskana, the Islay prayer, that he holds that there is prayer. So then the question of Acha asks, why did he say over here that it's forbidden? Oh, that's Mishum Dechash the Bekis Anoy. That's simply because he's concerned the flask is going to break. But if it doesn't, then you're right, then retroactive would work. Problem is, that if they gave it until it didn't divide, yet Muki Rava, they're going to maybe be the creator of Asi. The Omar that he says, when you have brothers dividing in the state, okay, we'll treat a half as a Yerusha, half as if they bought it from each other. Because Lekuchas means to say there's no Brer, and Yerusha means that there is Brer. But Amasafkalu, obviously they're in doubt. So the question is, what do you mean they're in doubt? I thought we just proved that according to both of them, that there is Brer. There's Tosfos Yesh L'Chalek, you could differentiate between Hocha, between our Sugya, Shemavar Devar, because he verifies his words, because the Mas and the Pharisee, he explicitly stipulates, well, I mean, he says, Shani Oslafish, that I'm going to end up separating, maybe they don't say Brer, that he Dachet Shechalku. Great brothers that divide, Shainim Avar Klum, you're never verifying anything, so maybe we don't say Brer. Now, continue to say this is Bumruba. The Gemara and Baba Kama of Samachtesim and Beis, the Parch, the Gemara asked Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon. Seems to be a contradiction of Rabbi Yechon. But he, the Kalamas Laket, is Librerum. Regarding one Halacha, he holds his Brerum. The Gemara Achen Shechol Koshaminen, we know the less Librerum, that he doesn't hold up Brerum, because he treats them as Lekuches. And actually, to such an extent, the contradiction forces the Bechazim by Ashasim Techkoshes. The Gemara has to retract because of this question. So it says, so what do you mean? Av Matzal Chalakit Barashnu. you can make the differentiation like we said. He said, wait a second, the halacha of these two are different, because Achad Shechalku is not such a verifiable brera like we just said. So maybe over there he holds in brera, but why does that contradict regarding Kol HaMaslakit, which is the halacha that he's taking off for what the Anim are going to end up taking inappropriately, that it could be retroactive brera? Maybe there he'll say yeah, but here he won't. So the truth is, yeah, the Gemara could have said that. El Denich Leil Neimer, but the Gemara preferred to say Lo Ilam Kol HaNilkat. We wanted to change the wording. Now, they wanted to change that whatever will be gathered, Kedikton Masnit, like it said in the Mishnah. And the Gemara preferred to say that, no, don't switch it around, because they would have to switch out the wordings according to the way the Rebbe originally was. But you're right, we could have made such a differentiation, like we just said in our thesis. Boy, moreover, the Abba Mishani Hachi had the Gemara answered as we just proposed. It still wouldn't help, because it would still be a difficult with another teaching of Yechon, double L. Rebbe Yechon said in Amen Aleph, Av Achrin Ein Epeisel, that even the last one, doesn't invalidate. I mean, that was clear from him that that you always say in brera even by something that's verifiable, as the case as that last case was told about. Well, El Vaday, now previously most definitely kimatzach trei milid Rabbi Yechanan. That's just another point. So when the Gemara had said, wait a second, why we need both teaching Rabbi Yechanan to teach the same thing? Truth is, have a matzal mem. The more kara said the tzricha that's necessary. Because the Mehid Lekuchas Hain, and that halacha of, again, the Lekuchas, which are the brothers that divide, Rav Sheminan, we would not have known the Av Achrin, that also the last case regarding get in a place from the precious, like we explained. So the Gemara could have said this. But just the Gemara answered a different answer. About time and Matarzan Rav Shmuel of the Shmuel, and actually the explanation we're giving could also resolve the contradiction of Shmuel. Where the Bepek Mishach said, the Gemara laid on the right hand of base asking Shmuel begid the Shchimra, Shmuel instituted by the get of a dying person, that it may see a get. He says, if I die, it will be a get. It may see a get. If I don't die, it won't be a get. And, when he dies, it's going to be a get. So, obviously, he holds that there is Bera, because retroactively it can be verified that it was beforehand that he had divorced her. When they both together, you have to go with both those their tchum, where because they both are partners, and so you see we don't say brer. So Tesis, oh yeah, because you can make the differentiation. You could say what's seifel is bar and what's not seifel is bar is the same answer regarding that question, that dying you is going to be seifel is bar. But the partner is not necessarily just like the brothers, and therefore that's where over there he'll hold that there's no bear. Next time must begin with the words of the Bryce Reb Yisrib Reb Shimon. Those three Tanaim Oisin, they say no, it's forbidden. You can't do this thing with buying the wine from the Kutim to say, oh, what's going to be separate afterwards was retroactive. So Tais Mashma sounds like okay, Reb Yisrib less lay bear. It sounds like okay, because Reb Yisrib does not hold up the concept of a bear, and therefore it won't work. That someone says the second time that I have my house, it should be deconsecrated on this coin that's going to come out of my purse. It's not deconsecrated, because that's only through brera, and that doesn't work. We don't hold the brera because only retroactively verified that's what it was deconsecrated. It says test of a kasha, but it's difficult because the Mishnah teaches later on the vine gimel min avra b'mahi bo'is nayam. The woman that's divorced, from now until the day that I die from that illness. The Gemara wants to know, okay, the Mishnah wants to know, what's the woman's status in all those days? Bishami says, Mugereshes ve'in Mugereshes. She's divorced, but she's not divorced. I mean, it's like a suffix, because we don't know when. L'chibayis habagita. And when he dies, it's going to be a get. Well, Ami yesh brera. So obviously that means to say that there is retroactive verification. To say that the moment before, because we don't know when that moment's going to be, to say the moment before she was divorced, the type of someone like the Gemara actually makes the similar deek regarding a different type of case. Now, if you hold it's a difference between when you make the conditions dependent, the brayer dependent on yourself, to make it dependent on others, to Nika, that's going to make sense, because these are different types of cases. The case over here is Tov Das Atzma. He's going to decide what he's going to separate from it. Yeah, that's inferior because that, obviously that you don't know what you're gonna do. So we can't say retroactively that was always what you knew. Whereas regarding the case of dying a moment before, well, that's Tayla B'Nashem, that's Tayla Nashem. So that you could say that that was always your intention. So that would make sense if you hold like that, but according to one that does not make such differentiation, which is the Machlekes in the Gemara, some hold that there's no difference between Tobit Aschem and Aschem Asmai, so then Kasha, a difficult way of a contradiction, Rabbi Yisi, does he hold Breira or not? The Shem says what you can say is the Hasam Begitin, they regard the Allah of Gittin, now there it's going to be definitively verified. We're going to end up finding out, will he live, will he die? So there we're going to say, that yes, prayer, and that's correct. Allah will be here regarding the flask. Could be that's never going to come to ever being separated. Regarding the case of it might never come a coin out of his pocket, and therefore yeah, there we're not going to say prayer, and therefore it's not a contradiction. Now, and now actually that's another way of resolving which we had mentioned in previous tesis, the contradiction of Shmuel with the same type of svara. If it's going to definitively end up happening or not, when it will be, then we'll say brayer. If not, we won't say brayer. But this says tame, it's a wonder. According to the Gemara's Hamamina, the Gemara assumes Rabbi Yehuda less lay brayer. He's one of the three Tanu home holds this doesn't work because that there's no halacha brayer. Imkain, if that's the case, Sovik Rabbi Yechanan. That means he holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Dhamma that he says on Omer Aleph, Ha'achet Shechalku, that the brothers who divide, Yerusha, obviously Lekuches, they're obviously Lekuches. Because if you don't say brayer, we don't know. You might have taken your brothers, which is like considered like a kinyan, like a purchase. And therefore, Maxim says they'll be able that every yevil, every 50 years, they have to go and give it back to each other and we divide again. But if that's the case, lemeshkach is the ma'aseh bikurim. That means to say you can never bring bikurim, the first fruits of the Shabbos Aminim, el chad bar chad ad Yeshua ben Nun. Only if you're a single son from a single son from a single son, all will go back to Yeshua ben Nun, because dein lehem el kinyan peres. Because if you're not the owner, because you bought it, buying is not forever. It's only every 50 years. I mean, you only have the utility of the payers. Rabbi Yehuda is the machabim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds him, but becomes the tzadi. Now, lavka kinyogav dami. He holds that kinyan payers is not like kinyogav. It's not like you actually own it. Where do we find this? Because din yomi yimayim by the halacha of a slave, where we hold that if you're potter, if it's your own slave, that if he dies within the next 24 hours, he says, well, a guy that bought him. It doesn't own him, as Kenya Paris, is not going to be like as if he owns the slave to be potter. And Rabbi Yossi Namakash, Rabbi Yossi also is difficult, because the Achas Abedem Brer here, he holds in this halacha that we don't say Brer by the flask. But in there in Baba Kamba, he's not sure, he Kenya Paris, Kenya Gavdami, I love. And in that same context, Gabadin Yami Yamayim. And well, that's a contradiction. Okay, Gabin the Daik Hashas, Mesav Shalech, so do the Gemara's Medaik in the end of Shalech later on, Dabim Chazim and Alf. So how do we resolve that contradiction? So Retzer Ben Yitzchak answers, says no, it's not true. The Medin Yemi Yemayim from this halacha of the Eved regarding him having died from the master in Lilma Ba'amli, you can't learn in general regarding. Oh, you see over there, by Eved he holds Ken Pei Lavkin and Gufa, so you can say it in general. Also, it's not true because Shani Hasan there it's different. Specifically over there, Kedachsivi Kroy Kaspei. It says over there the word Kaspei V'Tachtav. Those are different words. Those are explicit words. Telling you that it has to be in a very definitive way. So maybe over there, that's why it's not going to be considered as if kinyagov. But maybe in general, it would be. And the l'maisla actually says that actually makes sense. Why in the Gemara and the shaleach later in the memchaz that it doesn't bring these cases of eved ki maisi ahid steachuz like it brings those of steachuz when they're trying to prove if kinyagov kinyagov doesn't bring those cases because that's a different context of halacha. So therefore, it wouldn't be. A contradiction, and he could hold Kenya Bezgin Gov, and therefore you would be able to bring Bikurim. Why the Amir Ben Yitzchak? Additional Ben Yitzchak says, the Dafkir B'Yechanon, specifically B'Yechanon Islay, holds this halacha, the Magzin tells Zabi Yehbo that you have to give back every 50 years, because if it's Kenya Bez, Lavkin Gov, you're like Keach, and you don't own it, you have to give it back. No. Avashar Maroi Sabri, actually, other Amir might actually hold. Avagav Del Kohosein, even though, yeah, there's no Brayran, you're not necessarily the owner. Hey, magazine, you don't give it back. Because the Gzeza Kasa, the magazine, that's a biblical decree that you don't give it back. For this topic, we hold that, no, it's not true, that they're not considered like buyers. And therefore, again, the whole problem wouldn't start to say this problem with regarding whose property is it regarding Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda is a magazine. I, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that you do give it back. If I was time to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to have to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda to avoid this problem because we're trying to answer according to this Pshad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that You don't have to give it back, so it's not like this, like you're the kaf regarding this. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to explain that mishum b'kiyas hanoi. You're right. That's not because of ein brera, but it's because of the concern about the flask bursting. Like the Gemara comes out, but comes up some of the Samanav. The Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is later Rabbi Yehuda brera. Then he holds from Yehuda that there is a concept of brera. Umitoycha he gufa the achet shachol kulukuchasein. Now from this halach itself, that the brothers that divide, that the lekuches, magzin zel is a beyevil, and that they give it back to each other beyevil, chayzav by mitzvah rishayna. Then what you have to say is that ultimately that he doesn't hold that the lekuches, for this reason exactly that he holds of that he has to say that you actually do that there is brayer means that they're not lekuches if you hold brayer. Connect this master begins with the Gemara. So, what is she during those days? So, what is this halacha going on? So, Pesach Bekodesh Rashi explains the Kaya Reisha. That Mishnah of Ayin Gimel is going on the Reisha, meaning the previous Mishnah. The Tanan Bim Bishach, so the Gemara later on the Vayin Bezim and Alf says, the case is Arizik Gitach. Someone says, this is your get by Yom from today. If I die from this illness. So, or is it get to me? So it's a get if he dies. So that's what the question. The next Mishnah is, what is her status? All the days of the illness. That's the case that we're talking about. Which places with Kasha is difficult because the Hossam, there on the Ayin Gimel Beis Parchal of the Gemara asks on this and says, Luchimai is Habigita? What do you mean? So when he dies, it is a get? But ain't get Lachemisa, but after death, there's no get. So it's my question. What's the question? If it's going on the case of the previous Mishnah from today, Mkechal get Mechaim. Taking effect from when he's still alive. And actually, Bisham Pesh Begunjus, the Rashi actually explains, you're right, he says, not going on the previous Mishnah from today. It's an independent teacher, because then what would the Gemara's question be? So, Bisham Tesla, you can say, no, it's not true. It's like Rashi says over here, that's going on the case of him today. So, what's the Mishnah asking? Didn't you tell me that she's like a married woman? So, during that time, so, Imkain, Lechalak et Mechaim, so that's not taking effect. When he's still alive, Ela Chamisa, only after death. Imkin Lechimai, so that's the question. So when he does die, how's it get? Mashan Digma answers, no. It's when he says, from when I'm still in the world, Pirish. Mashan Mayim, this is from today. He doesn't mean today, literally means in the day before he dies. But it doesn't mean literally from today. In other words, from the day that I'm still in the world, the Kimish since he's making dependent on his death, in the Chayshish, he's not concerned, it just should take effect when he's still alive. That's something with the subject that we teach that this you get from today, Hayom Shabbat, in time of the intermediate days, that he merits all the things as in a regular wife. Mashal sounds like, I think of the it doesn't mean from today, because for that she's considered like a regular wife, it's only going to be the day before he dies. And when he dies, Habagita is going to be get. Obviously, we say the retractably it's verified that this was that moment before he's going to die. Pesach Bekodesh Rashi explains, what do you mean? What do you see, Breira? There's a condition. No, Tzarech Breira. It still requires the Halacha Breira. Why? Since it's not in his ability to decide when he's going to die. So, and the Pshat Satnai Savaku, and during the stipulation, it was in doubt. But it's not, and the condition gets fulfilled by itself. And be allowed Mishum Prairie, if not for retroactive verification, it would not be a get. And we're doing the Shat Tanam, it's not similar to other conditions, should be able to come where it's in his ability to fulfill them, but that the Kamen is intended to fulfill them. And therefore, that's why you see from here the Halacha Breira. It says, Tayyis Niyu Hocha, however, over here, Al Kochach, Yavshir, Elimitam Breira. But it has to be only from the concept of Breira. Tayyis is trying to say that even without Rashi, Tayyis proves that our Mishnah has to be coming from Breira. Why? Because keeping the Mokid Labim Mishnah, so the Gemara later on the Vayin Gimel Beis explains, Baymar, where he says, Me'ishani Bayom, it's not really today, it means from the moment that I'm still going to be in this world, Pirish Shoach has come to Sasa, one moment before he dies. Now, Vayisa Shosha get Chal, that moment when they get is going to take effect, it's not verified and known, but Tzorach Breira, and you're going to have to know Breira. So Tayyis says, you see from the Gemara over there that it has to be based on the principle of Breira. But the way Rashi says it is the truth. Meaning, that even by such a condition, like we're describing, you need to have retroactive verification. Why? So he proves that svar too. Because regarding the case when the guy says, look, let's have intimacy. On the condition that my father wants, then it's going to be considered like a condition. Which chas v'kaman brevi, the Gemara later defines it as retroactive verification because you don't know. So therefore, although it's a Tanai, you see it's considered as Breira. And then it says, well, I'm a parak called my arba. This thing says, name of Lam Zemir, there's a reason to Ruma. I'll do this, should be Truma on this. Im, Yerdi Gushamayim, if it rains today, so Achaname do Lab Truma, that's not going to be Truma. Hainu Laman de Islay Breir Kama. So that's according to the one that holds the Breir, because like we're saying, that this is not a regular stipulation. That's not Biyot Chazam in your hands about rain. So that takes you right. If you're saying that it's going to be, a stipulation, it must be based on that you hold the halacha principle of brave, because if not, like I said, a tenai is only that which you can fulfill and know you're going to fulfill. Which says tame, it's a wonder why, because the parakama arvin, the gemara within and even the lamvama base, Rav says, lesa lemastit make me ayah. The gemara rejects a mishnah because of a brisa that ayah taught. Parakta gemara is adrab, to the contrary, lesa ayah make me mastit. Generally, you reject the brisa in place of a mishnah. The gemara says, loisa kadat, you can't entertain to say it's like the mishnah. Why? Because the shemina lay le Rabbi Yehuda, we know Rabbi Yehuda holds that the less lay brer. It doesn't hold the brer. Not because learn the mishnah. Halikeach, our brisa will bring over here. Regarding the guy who buys the kuti wine. Now, says Taisa, we're going to hash it now. I caught less le the ayoy. That even if you're not going to hold of ayoy, I mean, you should still not hold of ayoy. Well, lehid alikeach, and yeah, what do you mean? You should reject ayoy, and even the brisa of that we bring here in our sugya, that yeah, from both of them you see over there that Yehuda does not hold of brera, but still, I have three brisa that he does hold of brera. So why are you rejecting a mishnah? Because yeah, the brisa is not the only one. There's another source like our brisa over here. So it's two against one. It's not true. I'll show you three that he does hold. Because Mekwe must see in the Erevin, you have the Mishnah in Erevin that we just brought before. And we must need the Mishnah, obviously the Maisacha that we bring over here. We make May, Bryce the Meruba, and Baba come to some Tessim Rab. The Kom Rebbe Yehuda says, Shachar, some of the Balabais. From the morning, the homeowner says, Komashi Yel Kadu, whatever they're going to pick, etc. The Bachalani, regarding all these three cases, Islam, Yehuda, Bre, 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 Bre. So why are you rejecting a Mishnah? Because the Bryce holds in Bre. So say what you could say is no, the Rav Machalik ben Tov das Atzmai. He differentiates between when the condition is dependent on himself, or ben Tov das Achem, or when the bread is going to be dependent on others. But he the Hachod Meruba Arger our Mishnah began that a Meruba ben Tov das Achem are dependent on other people. Yeah, but also Miss Librarian. Then yeah, of course you can hold the Brera. But Tov das Atzmai regarding when you make it dependent on yourself, less Librarian does not hold the Brera. And Vahachi Perushe has some less Lamasnitin. Yeah, the Mishnah over there, the Gemara saying over there, we don't hold the Mishnah, the Ktani, where the Mishnah taught the Islam Yudhi Brer, who holds the Brera, Afil Tabadas Atzboi. No, that we're going to reject, Mekme Ayoy, Vahid Lekech, together with that, our Bryce over there, we bring here regarding Lekechem Menakuti, because those are all regarding Taila Badas Atzboi. And Taila Badas Atzboi, there we have two against one, because the other two are Badas Achem, that doesn't help. Yeah, he will hold the Brera. Now, then says about the parakha hida ayoy. This is the Gemara on the case of ayoy. Maishna lekan lekan the imbrei b'chulu. So loy l'rav parakh. It's not asking according to Rav because the l'day the mechalik ben tov b'dasa tov b'aschem. He differentiates asa shapa. You're right. It makes sense. Now let me show you the mechalik parakh according to the one that doesn't differentiate. As the Gemara there is talking about that, then you could ask from which is asking. You're asking from cases of tov b'aschem or tov b'dasa. They're different. So that's going according to the one who doesn't differentiate. But you're right. According to Rav, that does. Then it's not difficult on him. And Rechad Nami, the Mishad that he answers, that he says there, the question is not difficult. You don't have to, there's no contradiction because the case is about that you're making a tenai that which way you want the Erev to work, your Erev Tchumen. You don't know which one. You say either one I'm going to choose. But he says, no, it's not a case of Breir because the Ritumah Kvar Bachachim, the Chachim already came. Ein Mechalik, that you're right. He actually doesn't make the differentiation. Because the day, Vadi Lesel the Ayoy, like Mechalani, doesn't hold the Ayoy in place of the other ones. And yeah, they're. Because he's not makal between Tel Das and Tel Das Chayim. But the mere question about whatever is difficult to save Beya. The Gemara at the end of Beya, the Vlam and Zayin of Beya, is give a Shnaim Shlokhul Chubbis, Ubehim Beshutvas. When two people board a barrel and an animal in partnership, Medaktik, the Gemara is precise to Rebiach and the lesson Breira, doesn't hold up Breira, which is meaning to say that you don't say, oh, that this is his and this is his, and you say the Tchum is limited to either one of them. But Mefar Shmils the Ayoy, and we know that from the fact they explained the opinion of Ayah. But we just explained it doesn't hold of Ayah. He rejects Ayah. But Yashav, what you can say is, yeah, that Matzlish Noyahachi, right? The Gemara could have answered that. But we wanted to say, first of all, that not to switch around the words, which we would have to according to Biyachanan. Or Inami, another approach, you can say, right? Although Biyachanan himself does not hold of Ayah, like we just proved before, The Amar Yehuda in Brei regarding that he holds for Yehuda there's no Brei. Mekam Mokam Mukh Shaper. Rabbi Yechon Lislei Breira Min Bishanila. That Rabbi Yechon himself does not hold a Breira from the fact that he answered that. That you're right. For Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that there's no Breira. Therefore, he rejects Ayah. But for the fact that Rabbi Yechon himself was trying to explain. The Rishonim was trying to explain what Ayah was saying, but obviously he himself holds like Ayah that there is no prayer. But it still turns up a question. What's difficult is that Philip Tolbadas Acherim, even regarding the case of Tolbadas Acherim, which we had said before, oh, Rebuta is not difficult because, yeah, depends for what. And we said, but Tolbadas Acherim, he holds there is prayer. It's not true. Shemil Abihu did less late prayer. Where do we find that he does not hold a prayer? By Tolbadas Acherim. It's not Mishkalm. Mishnah Shkalm, Dafi Chasim and Alpha, Maislam Perkwati, like the Gemara brings the human Dafi Chasim and Alpha. The Gemara Rebuta says, there were no boxes to put your monies for your peers of birds. You have to bring his carbonas that are obligatory. It's because of the mixture, meaning, partial sometimes. The Gemara explains over there. What happens is if one of the owners die, that then all the monies are going to have to be thrown out because the bachat is that the owner dies, the money has to be thrown to the Yam HaMelech. And that's obviously because it doesn't hold the Breira because the Mukhacha he died, like it's obviously the Allah Chavaya. Because if you hold the bread, you could just take the amount of money that it's worth and throw that into Yam HaMelech. Now, according to Rav, Betobedas Acherim Isli Breiler Bihuda. So, how does that make sense? According to Rav, that doesn't make sense. Rebuchan lists the iron. Rebuchan doesn't hold the bayah. And if I hold Betobedas Asmiyash the bread, even Betobedas Asmiyash holds the bread. So, it's fine. It's difficult to understand according to which Amayr would this teaching of Bihuda make sense over there in Mesech Tishkal.